In Parshas Akev, we read when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Ba'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Shol Mimach, what does Hashem ask of you? Kim Liyira, only to fear Him. Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael, we have one mission, to fear Hashem, to obey His commands. Chazal derived from the words Kim Liyira, the famous principle, Hakol B'dei Shemaim, Chutz Miyir Shemaim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. What does that mean exactly? So there's a fascinating Gemara Masechtas Nida that elaborates on this pasuk. The Gemara says, Malach HaMamun El Aroin, the angel that is in charge of conception, Leila Shemoy, his name is Leila. Before a fetus is conceived, this angel takes the drop of embryonic fluid and places it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, this drop, what will be its fate? Will it produce a strong person or a weak person? A wise man or a foolish man? A rich person or a poor person? However, the angel never asks Hashem whether this person will be a righteous man or a wicked man. Why not? Whether a person will be a tzaddik or a rasha is entirely up to that person. It's their choice. How do we know this? Because if Hashem is asking us, that means that it's not predetermined. Yerushamayim is the one area Hashem leaves completely in our hands. Rashi takes this a step further. He says, all of a person's traits and characteristics, all life circumstances, are decreed before you come into this world. Your natural temperament, your abilities, your skills, your talents, your personality, everything, except for your Shemaim. That is fully our choice. Now let me share with you a remarkable idea, where it seems that we do choose more than we ever thought. And this answers some of the most difficult questions we ask throughout our lifetime. One of the Talmidim of the Noi de Behuda quotes an extraordinary Zohar. In Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, Hashem said, Nase Adam, let us make man. Who's Hashem speaking to? So the Zohar says that Hashem is talking to every person before they are born. He says, before a person is conceived, the Bezen Shemala sits with each soul and gives it options. Which parents do you want? What type of children would you like to have? Choose your Rabbeim, choose your friends, choose your teachers, choose your neighbors, choose your role models. What challenges, what hardships would you like to deal with? It's like designing your own home. How many floors, how many rooms, the size of the pool, what color tiles? Only here, you're designing your life. Every soul chooses the precise circumstances needed for their unique mission in life. They're ticking to perfect itself in this world. Sometimes we complain, Hashem, why did you give me these parents? Why did you give me these difficult children? Why did my neighbor get all the mitzvah? Why did you give me all of these struggles? This difficult life you gave me? God, if only I had better role models. If only my life wasn't so difficult. But it was actually you who picked this life for yourself. And when we return to the next world, we will understand why these exact parents and friends and neighbors and these struggles were the tools we needed to fulfill our unique mission. The prime example of this concept was David HaMelech. David endured a life of extreme hardship. He said, Oitcha ki'ani sani vatihili lishua. I thank you, Hashem, because you answered me. The Beis Halevi says, the word anisani has dual connotations. Anisani can also mean you have afflicted me, from the word inu. Oitcha ki'ani sani. I thank you, Hashem, that you have burdened me. You caused me distress. Why? Vatihili lishua. That was my Yeshua. David was thanking Hashem for the very difficulties that shaped him into becoming David HaMelech, the one destined to bring the ultimate Geula. He later said, Evem ma'asu ha'boinam, the stone the builders rejected, hoysel rosh pina, has become the cornerstone. The very thing we see as an obstacle often becomes the foundation for our greatest growth. The stone that we view as an obstacle is often the foundation we build upon. We grow and elevate ourselves through that challenging experience. Your hardships and struggles are not in your way. They are your way. We grow from them. We flourish. We prosper through them. What we often perceive as a great calamity can actually be the source for our salvation. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. There was a family that lived in Surfside, Florida in the Champlain Towers. One night in 2017, a fire broke out in their apartment. It was a devastating fire. After many months of construction, they finally moved back into the apartment. But almost every night, they were haunted by the fire. Every time they heard noises, they jumped out of their beds and checked if the house wasn't on flames. On June 24 of 2021, at approximately 1 a.m., the father hears noises. He hears loud sounds, something like walls cracking and pipes bursting. He runs around to all of the rooms and he wakes everybody up. He tells his wife and children, "Something doesn't feel right. Let's run out of here immediately." 20 minutes later, the building collapsed. And Rahman Aslan, all the people perished. He said, "If not for the fire 4 years earlier, they would have slept right through it." What seemed like the greatest tragedy was actually their source for their salvation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.